what are your biggest tips for people that are in sales or wanting to start a business? What are...
Well, so let's start with the sales idea. Yeah. Sales is an emotional thing. I prefer the emotional sale. There's many different types of salespeople. The two big ones that I'd like to point out is the emotional salesperson and the logical salesperson. You know, there's one person that'll come up to you and say, you know, hey, you probably want this couch over here. Okay, well, your old couch is dead. We know that, right? And you're going to save a little bit of money by getting a couch on Craigslist, but you won't have the value. It's not going to last as long. And plus, you won't get any dust mites because this is made of leather instead of fabric. You know, you go through this list and the pros outweigh the cons. Okay, it makes the most sense for you to purchase this couch today. You know, that's the logical sale. Me, I prefer the emotional sale. I work hard not for you to like me. I'm very clear about that. No one needs to like a salesperson. And I think any salesperson that feels the need for it to be liked is still young. Some of my best sales days were when I was having a personal bad day and I was very honest to my customers. I apologize, I'm having a bad day. Whatever feelings you may see are not being, it's not because of you. I just want to be really clear about that. You know, and they actually appreciated that sort of communication before I went into my sales pitch. And then after that, they felt like they could trust me, you know? And then I would talk about things, if I was talking about the same couch, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this couch. You know, this thing right here has saved me so many countless times when I spilled water on it. And I'm thinking of emotional circumstances that normally would freak out a normal person. And this item has been the solution to my problem, you know, emotionally. And that has been something that's worked for me because I get hit by emotional sales all the time. Yeah. So I choose to use that sort of route since my brain works in that way.
Yeah. And how much in sales is listening and how much is talking, you think?
Listening in sales is enough to understand why the person wants to purchase an item. If you can't answer that question, then you haven't listened enough. Yeah. Or why are they in the store in the first place? You know, get an idea of, okay, why are they looking at this particular couch? You know, is it the color? Is it the fabric? Is it the fact that they're just trying to get back at their spouse and try to swipe their credit card to get back at them for whatever reason? You know, there's some sort of ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to find the solution to that problem. It's never because they want to sit down, because everyone has something that they can sit down on, even if it's a box. More so they want to solve a particular problem that's probably outside the item that's there. Yeah. If a salesperson can find that particular problem and answer that solution with the product that they're trying to sell, that's when a sale is going to be successful.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I love that. And for people struggling with sales, what do you want to tell them? They want to be good at this because there's, let's face it, and we're going to talk about martial arts schools and academies. We have so many great instructors all over, but they're not good at the business side.
Sure. Yeah.
So what do you want to tell to people that have a hard time selling?
Fail a lot. Yeah, don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to be rejected. I think that's in the managers. Sales managers are pretty notoriously not great at being supportive at this because they want numbers, you know. But in order to be good at sales, you need to fail at it. Just like in martial arts, you know, you want to do a jump kick, you need to fall down at least 1,000 times to get a jump kick right a few times, you know. And then you need to fall time a whole bunch more to get it right. Yeah. You know, it's same thing with sales. It's a skill. It's something that you have to practice. There are techniques that you can use, and then you can pick and choose your favorite techniques. But you need to make the mistakes in order to do it. Everyone articulates certain words certain ways. Everyone articulates certain emotions certain ways. And maybe there was a thing that I have said that maybe made you more interested in whatever item I'm selling, and I just didn't see it. Okay, well then I need to work on that technique to notice you getting that emotional feeling from my words to be interested in an item. So yeah, really don't be afraid to fail. Yeah. And if you have a manager that has a problem with that, there are lots of sales jobs available.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that either.